Kof Hei Tammuz, Sunday the 28th of July, Rabbi Shimon Silkin, ending the Golus. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvod Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Eliyahu Grosnas. Warm Mazel Tov to grandparents Grosnas and Kaufman, and a special Mazel Tov also from to the Torah Way regular Opa Kaufman on his birthday.
Somebody yesterday, when you saw the title, Ending the Golus, you said, oh, I'd like to see how you're going to do that. So we'll come to this year, and we'll explore what Chazal and what the Rishonim tell us is required in order to take end the Golus. Because, of course, the Golus that we're in is very much in our hands to bring to an end. Right, it's not like Golus Bovel, where it was clearly marked 70 years. Right, this is going to be your, there's a raid in the Kesav Sofer actually on this week's parasha on this. There was a time that was specified for the end of the Golus. This is very much in our hands. Yeah. How taka is it possible to end the Golus? Let's have a look in the Rambam. In the Menachem Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam Azoi. Where he's talking about Moshiach, kol mi she'enoi ma'amin boy, which means that anyone who does not believe in Moshiach, you'd expect him to say the next words, hu kofa batorah, which Yitaka does say in a moment. Hu kofa batorah is a kofa, right? It's one of the 30 nikrim of Emunah, and anyone who doesn't believe in the 30 nikrim is betzim is nishke ma'amin. But he puts in an extra few words, kol mi she'enoi ma'amin boy. Or he doesn't anticipate his arrival. So, Fregan Allah, the Poshta Kasha, we're talking about here Emuna. If you don't believe in Moshiach, that makes a person a Kofa. What's Bishat? Somebody who doesn't anticipate, doesn't look forward to his arrival. What does it have to do with Emuna? You can believe in Moshiach without, you would have thought, one can believe in Moshiach without necessarily anticipating his imminent arrival. Which implies that even if you believe, but I'm not mechake lebiyosech, I'm just mitzaveh, nu as was, so I still believe it. And it's taka interesting in the animamins that are attributed to the Rambam, the second to last animam, Bitaka says, animamin b'muna shelemo b'viyas ha-moshiach. That's how we should have finished. Animamin b'muna shelemo, I believe, just like all the other animamins. Right? Someone said to me, that it'll be too short. It's too short. So I said to him, so there's an animamin shekol dirunivim emes, full stop. It's also very short. The Rambam's got a problem saying short animamins. Yeah, but we won't fit into the song, he said to me. I'm going to make a song. We need a song. Don't be stupid. But the Rambam continues. What does that have to do with animamin? But even though he's late, he tarries, right? It's a word that's only used in that context. Right, tarries. Nevertheless, I anticipate his arrival. You're just stating what your belief is. You believe that Coach Brock is Boriman Cholaburim, and you believe Shkolti Binibim MS, you believe it's Chava Oinish, you believe it's Chemetz, I believe it's Moshiach. What's the whole Ba'af Alpi, like a whole Tsushta? What is that? Even though, yeah? Similarly, we find that the importance, at least, of this Mechakeloi, Tzapeloi, Gemara Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph. Gemara Shabbos says that Lachamei Be'esrim, a person will be fahed in Bezim Shomala. There's going to be a big fahed. People think the Sunday morning fahed in school are hard, yeah, on the Gemara. This is a fahed like no other fahed.
180 days.
180 days, the fahed we go on for. All day long, all day and all night. I remember my mashgiach in yeshiva saying, you know what the fahair is? They're going to say to you one word. Zog. Zog, go. Let's see what you know. What do you know? Well, how long can you keep going before you start, run out of road? So the Gemara on Shabbos tells us what the Faher is. The Gemara is very nice. It's very nice to go into Faher knowing what the questions are, no? It's much better that way, to know what the questions are ahead of time. So, the list of questions. What was that? But in this kind of Faher, it doesn't always help to know what the questions are. The questions are, Eshes nososov and nosato be'emuna. The Pashtus Pshat is, did you conduct your business with integrity? Although the Chassidish Taich is, did you make a nososov and nosato, did you make a business? Be'emuna. In emuna, the hainu, did you learn it properly? Did you toil in it? Did you tumble in it? Did you make sure you understood it? You know your animams, you know what they mean? Nososov and nosato. Emuna is not something, yeah, glory, right. It has to be something, you have to learn it. Learn the Sefer Shari Ho Emuna of Rapinkas. For example, highly recommended. Then there's a question called Vato Itim La Torah. Not did you learn, not are you a Talmud Chacham, not did you go to Daf Yomi. Well, yes, I actually go to Daf Yomi. Yeah. Correct myself. Kovato Itim La Torah, did you fix times for learning? But normally Daf Yomi is a fixed time. Kovato Ike is where you convey our time. And then there's a question, Tzipiso Li Yeshua, did you yearn? Did you anticipate the Geula? It doesn't say, did you believe in the Geula? It says, did you personally yearn for the Geula? Ooh! A big ask, Lechora. What is this emphasis on the Tzipio Yeshua? If you dab in the Such Safad, Esemach Tov Lamach Mitzat Smiach, Kavim Tov Yeshua Secha, Kiddush Rosho Kivinu Kol Ayoin, and they lay to Mitzapim Yeshua. Ashkenaz, it's enough to say, Kiddush Rosho Kivinu Kol Ayoin. Al-Kaponim, whether it's Kivinu, whether it's Tzipinu, whether it's Mechakim Anachnu, what is this Mechake that is the chelik of the Emunah? Is that so? Based on a smack, the very first mitzvah of Emunah in the smack, let's actually see what the smack has to say. Sheyesh Lonu, the first mitzvah is, as it was said, Rambam, this is the first mitzvah, many Rishonim say this is the first mitzvah, even though it wasn't the first mitzvah chronologically, but this is the first mitzvah in terms of importance, in terms of status. Yeah. Mitzvah is Sheyesh Lonu Lahamin, Shehoitzionu Mimitzroyim. The first mitzvah is to believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Tichsiv, Onoich Hashem Elokecha, but it continues, Ashehoitzisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. The Hainu is not enough just to say, that it wouldn't have been enough to say, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss of the world, so the mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But Al Korchin, Me'acha Shehu Dibur, Hochiko, seeing as this one of the Dibros, this is what it means. Keshem Shani Roitze, this is Taich Anoich Hashem Elokecha, this is the first mitzvah. This is how he touches it up. Keshem Shani Roitze Sheta Aminu Bi, Sha'ani hoitzesi eschem. Just like I expect you to believe that I am the one that rescued you from Mitzrayim in the first place, kach ani roitze sheta'aminu bi, sha'ani Hashem Elokeichem, va'ani osid lekabitz eschem, ulehoshiachem. You have to believe, a chelik of the mitzvah of the Emunah is, I redeemed you before, and I will redeem you again. Chein yoshienim rachmav sheinis, k'tachsi v'shov, k'betzchum, kol anim, etc. What's linked in this, Mark? So, the Taich is Azoi. A person that really believes in the Rebbein Shlom, and he understands and he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescued us from Mitzrayim, and he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fiat avelt, such a person is expected to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us again. It's a chenik in that emun. It's a chenik in the emun of Rebbein Shlom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us. So, if a person is lacking in their emun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deliver us from Mitzrayim, so it's not just a failure in the emuna in Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not just a failure in the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us from this galus as well. It's a failure, it's a fundamental flaw in their emuna in Gantz. Why? Because if a person looks around the world and they see its state that it's in, and they see the tumah, and they see the chutz b'yazkeh, and they see that the Torah is munach b'keren zovis, and they see all the tzoros, and they see people's problems with shidduchim and with gezunt and with parnosa, and they see that there's a promiscuous society, and they see that the air itself is saturated with treifkeit and with tumah. And a person looks at that and says, yeah, this is what the Baruch Shalom really had in mind when he created this world. This is we've arrived. Baruch Hashem, we've arrived in the what's called the postmodern society where everything is mamish kadasuk in this beautiful world we live in. Mamish stunning. Now everybody gets along so nicely. All energy is being developed only to help enhance medical advancements and all of this. It's unbelievable what's happened to our world. So the person says, "Fadem bereishis bor elikim." For this, I took Yana Mitzrayim, Leman Tavdu Nesor Likim Alahor Hazeh. Where? Show me where. There can only be one possible terrace. There can only be one possible way out. And that's Moshiach. And the more it goes on, the more we realize that without Moshiach, we have no hope. Who's going to deliver us? Boris?
Trump?
It's unbelievable. Where's Yeshua coming from? But when we daven Gali Kvoi Mechus Cholenu Mehiro, Bahoy Favein Oso Leine Kol Choy, we realize it's not coming through those people. But I think it could be, Boris could be a blessing. I'm not saying it. Beis Hashem be a blessing. Obelule Ha'amanti Liroz B'tuv Hashem. That's what it's about. To see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, this Aniboy, and this is not what he had in mind. So Muzayin HaMoshiach. So therefore, Ein of us gloyed. Asidon Abishta, the first animali, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Boirei Umani, the Chol Abruim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bashaf in the ganze Welt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and the whole Tachlis is in order, we should become close to Him, Kirvas Elikim Li Toiv. And you look in a world where it's becoming increasingly more complicated and difficult to develop Kirvas Hashem. The kids today, what they have to struggle up against, we're swimming upstream. I'm not that old, but we had nothing like this. Nothing like it, nothing. Gornish. And the problem is, it's in the air. You're sniffing it. You can have somebody sitting on this side of town, right? And he's downloading something from a server on that side of town, right? And all the air in between is defiled. It's contaminated. We're breathing it in. It's gefährlich. And they've got to get up in the morning, put the tefillin on, the daven kavona, and open up a gemara, talk to gemara, omarabai, or grashis, to toisvis. It's hard. So how can the air itself has become defiled? We need Moshiach. Anyone that has emun in the Eibishter, right, doesn't just believe Moshiach is coming, he's desperate for Moshiach to come. He's yearning for Moshiach. But it goes further than I say. Shteit ha-posik in Tehillim. Rabbi machoivim lo rosho. V'havetech v'Hashem chesed yisoy levenu. The rosho has many problems. Obavitech v'Hashem will be looked after. Chesed yisoy levenu. Will be surrounded with kindness. Zog the medrash. It's a yalkut shimoini. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Tachum, Hashem, Rabbi Yirmiya. An unbelievable medrash on this posuk. Afilu rosho. V'havetech v'Hashem. Chesed yisoy levenu. Even if a person is a rosho, or a glod in the Eibishter, he will be surrounded with kindness. He will be looked after. Unbelievable. Rabbi Machoiv in the rosho, he's got problems. V'avetech v'Hashem, this same person, the rosho, if he puts his trust in the Eibishter, he'll be surrounded with kindness. He'll be looked after. This is unbelievable. This is a plea. Mamash a plea. That a person who's not deserving, so Russia, if he says, "The Baruch Hashem, help me out," that person will be protected. Now, as I state in Gon, the Vilna Gon, the Posuk in Nochem, Posuk, an unbelievable grow. Posuk says, "Toi Hashem, la mois biyoyim tzora, zog de grow, sorry, biyoda choisei boy." So the grow, yesh hebdo ben mois lechoisov. There's a mois and there's a chois. What's the difference? Ki mois, ashe ois loy bischusov, bischus aboisov. When a person is mois, when a person has mois at that kind of level of protection, that's because he has chusim, and his own chusim, bischus aboisov. The chois say boy, but the people that take refuge in Hashem, she ain't no toile bischus klal. He hasn't got schusim. He doesn't deserve it. Not him, nor his parents. But he puts his trust in the Eibishter. But when it comes to the person who's a choise boy, there's a darga of protection that Kodesh Baruch Hu provides to those people that put their trust in him, simply because they put their trust in the Eibishter. And this is how the Chofetz Chaim, in his Kunshus of Futsis Yisrael, types this off. You know, it's very interesting. We say two psukim, two very similar psukim. We say one pasuk during the week. We say a very, very similar pasuk on Shabbos. The pasuk we say during the week is Roitza Hashem Es Yireyov Es Amyachalim Lechastoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Roitza Hashem Es Yireyov, the people that fear him, Es Amyachalim Lechastoy, those that put their trust in his chesed. We're talking about the same person. On Shabbos we say a very similar pasuk. Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireyov Lam Yachalim Lechastoy. Both in Tehillim. Very similar pasukim. During the week we say Es Yireyav Esam Yachin Mechastoy. During Shabbos we say El Yireyav Lam Yachin Mechastoy. What's enough given? Dr. Chofetz Chaim. Es Yireyav Esam Yachin is the same person. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after his Yireyav, Reis Hashem Es Yireyav. Those who fear him, in other words, those who put their trust in him. On Shabbos, there's two types of people that Hashem is Ein Hashem El. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu turns towards. Ein Hashem El Yireyov. That's one kind of person. Yirei Shamayim, a tzaddik, he's got schusim, he deserves a Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. And then there's another type of person, Lam Yachni Lechastoy, who's not a Yireyov, does not deserve a Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. Obbe Vibalt, he's Miyachni Lechastoy, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after him as well. And this helps us understand a Gvaltig Medrash in Tehillim. On the Pasuk, Elikai B'chol Botachti. Zog the Medrash like this. Ma'ase bekistu nechod, v'hoyer shom odem godel, v'hoyer shom b'medina, v'hoyer shom odem acher, v'hoyer shom b'medina oyd b'mamotzach senoy echod v'tofsu. They caught this person effectively trespassing in the grounds of the king. And what does he say? Ba'oma ki ben beiso shemelech ani. He says, no. I'm a member of the king's family. Don't touch me. Right? They caught this trespasser, this impostor. And he says, no, I'm the king's family. Kim shishomu kein anichu v'shomru ad aboikis. When they felt, you know, that they started on the wrong person, but they weren't 100% sure, so they stopped hitting him effectively, but they locked him up for the night. Look, let's see what happens in the morning. Aboikev yuei esan amelech v'omeloi ben beischo mitzonu emesh. They say to the king, we found your son or your cousin, whoever it was, right? Somebody belongs to your household. We found him loitering around in the garden inside the gates yesterday. Omer HaMelech, Bni Makir Ato Isi. He says, do I know you? Omer Lav. He says, I don't know you. I've never seen you before. Him came, hey, Chato Ben Beis, how are you my son? Or how are you a member of my household? Omer Loi, so this trespasser says to the king, "Bevakosha mimcho, eini ben beischo, I don't belong to your household. Ela b'cho b'tachti, but I put my trust in you." And they were about to beat me to a pulp. I just said whatever I could say that I knew would protect me. I said, "Don't touch me! The king's my uncle." She had a mole loy marti kein ho yomaki moisi. Had I not done, they would have killed me. Omer Lahem, so he turns to his soldiers. And he says, "Hoy lo botach bi hanichu loy," because he trusted in me. Leave him alone. Lozamo, don't hurt him. Dahainu, he doesn't deserve it. Doesn't deserve it. He's taka a criminal, but he put his trust in me as his father. So how can I not look after him? My reputation's on the line here. V'chein tovid oim lekai b'chov batachti. So tovid haMelech says, "Burnish loyim, I don't deserve your chesed. Oh, b'chov batachti." So it should apply to me, and anyone that puts their trust in the Rebbe Shlomo should look after them. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings down a Moriti Gezachet, but let's just analyze what this Medrash is telling us. Effectively, Azoi, a person can be bereft as chusim. He doesn't deserve a Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. He doesn't deserve chesed. But there's a musud that if you're bereft by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then that alone is what brings the Yeshua. The Bitochen brings the Yeshua. Not the Schusim, the Bitochen. If it's Emes of Bitochen. So Shimshon Pinkas brings from the Brisker of a Muritika. It's actually a Meiser, but a whole Meiser. But he says like this: what does it mean that you put your trust in the Rebbeinu Shlomo? For that reason, you'll see Yeshua. So there, trust doesn't mean, you know, I trust in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are going very well. Trust doesn't mean when you're walking down the Chavez Golden Green Road at, let's say, 12 o'clock on a Shabbos morning, well, just about Shabbos afternoon, right, and the streets are teeming with people, and the sun is out, and everything's well, and you feel safe to walk up the road, right? That's not called bitachon. Right? Because you're not really putting bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I mean, that's easy to have bitachon in those situations. Right? Try crossing the bridge, 3:30 in the morning, on the Motzei Shabbos, and you've just reached the top and you see a group of ruffians have just started coming up from the left side of the bridge, and an equal group of ruffians coming up from the left side of the bridge, and then let's see how strong your bitachon is. That's called bitachon, the high in the words. Bitachon means that we, be'emes, really, genuinely, authentically believe that the Eibush is running the world. Lekai b'chob b'tachti. Habitech b'ashem chesed b'soy b'venu. Not stam, you know, you have b'tochem when it's easy to have b'tochem. The chiddush of b'tochem is when it's not easy to have b'tochem. Zogta azoi. A meritic thing. The Brisker Rav, when he was traveling with his Talmidim, they would invariably find themselves in hot water, in difficult, tight situations. What would you expect from your leader, your Rav, your Manhig? What would you expect in situations like that? So I'll tell you what I'd expect. I'd expect him to get up and give a schmooze about the worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fit avelt, and it's all going to be okay, and I'll sometimes say the, and we need to have bitochen, and right now, and tell nice stories. You know what the Brisker Rav would do? He'd go around to his chevra, and he'd say to him, do you know what a difficult situation we're in? Do you understand how dangerous this is? Do you understand how deep the hot water is? Do you have with a matzah sakona gedoy l'admoi? So people go to the scrub and say, Herbert, you're scaring the children. You're scaring the adults. They do the opposite. Well, the Brisker Rav must be given. He says, no, you don't understand. If I tell them it's okay, it's fine, we're going to be all right, sometimes I'm saying that, right? Then they're not going to really daven, and they're not going to really put their bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're going to have to rely on their schosim. They're going to have to rely on their mitzvahs. And I'm worried, don't tell them, but I'm worried they don't have enough. Who wants to rely on their schosim in any given situation? But if I tell them the situation is hopeless, and we have no way out, so what their response is going to be, Oy mei, Rebbeinu Shalom. And only the Rebbeinu Shalom can get me out of this, so the bitachon itself is what will deliver them. I'm helping them. Because through bitachon, even without chosim, a person can be saved, a person can achieve Yeshua. And the loshen is in his sefer, v'chein hoyo moran ha-griz zatzal, noyeg le-maiseh, v'kamo mikrim, shehoyo v'sakona, hoyo mo'oire ha-pachat, eisen ha-shoibim noy, v'le-noson lehem nishkoyach, at kamo shehem v'sakona. He wouldn't let them forget how dangerous the situation was. So if this is true, in a protestic way, on an individual level, that the person who puts his bitachon in the bitachon himself is what will save him, when it comes to the klal, when it comes to the collective, when it comes to the ganz klal Yisrael, our way out of a difficult situation is through bitachon and only through bitachon. If we stand here and say we're going to rely on our schusim, that's a dangerous position to take. But if we say to the Eibishter, we're not coming here because we think we deserve this. We are saying, or maybe goy livnei v'nei v'namar shemoi. We're doing it for your. We want you to be goyelas for your sake, Rebbeinu Shlomo. So then, the belief, the bitachon, that the Eibishter has the capacity to deliver us from golus, that is what will deliver us from golus, even if we're not deserving. So when it says on the sheet, ending golus, the answer is the golus will end when we realize and believe that only the Eibishter can get us out of golus. And that's maybe why the end of the Mishnah in Sota when it describes all the signs of Moshe Moshiach, the last thing in that list is the Eilon Amili Yishoyin, Ela Yishra Shemayim. Because the moment we realize that Eilon Amili Yishoyin, that's when the Gula comes. We say, it's not us. We don't have neither the physical capacity to deliver ourselves, not the planes, not the tanks, not the politics, and we don't even have the ruchnistic capacity to deliver ourselves because we don't have enough Torah in on like Torah, like Tefillah, like Midas. Oba, you Rebbeinu Shlomo, like the person who's caught in the grounds. Rebbeinu Shlomo, we are Ben Melech. You're Ben Melech. I haven't seen you in Shul. Oba, Rebbeinu Shlomo, b'chopo tachti. I'll protect you. And I want to say to that, a tight, I think, in what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if we can understand Yetzias Mitzrayim, then straight to posuk, like the Rebbeinu Shem redeemed us in the first place, redeem us again. I just want to raise a question, and I think it answers what we've been saying. What was the status of Klal Yisrael at Yetzias Mitzrayim? What was their status at Kriyas Yamsuf? If you look in the Svarim, if you look in the Chazal, look in the Rishonim, there seems to be a complete conflict, complete contradiction. Mitzad Echad, Klal Yisrael were mamish tzadikim. And the four-fifths that were not tzaddikim were already cleared out during Choshech, and all that we were left is mamish kedoshim u'tahorim. And it says in the pasuk v'schus emuna, stating the alkav v'schus emuna nigalu, like it says lo nigalu aviseinu mitzrayim v'schus emuna shenema v'yamein ha'om. And it says in the mechilta shmos yidal yud v'yiru ma'oid v'itzakim v'nesor l'Hashem miyad tovselim umnes avos avoytzom umnes avorim v'schubi yankiv. And the talking more in Shabbos of Tadi Zayin, where Moshe Rabbeinu was seen, and maybe Klal Yisrael were not Ma'aminim, and Kosh Baruch Hu said, you're the one that's not Ma'amin, Klal Yisrael are Ma'aminim, and they're Ma'aminim, they've got the Zchusim, or Be'emuna, and you're going to do, and you are Chosh Bech Shere, how could you say that about Klal Yisrael? Yeah, Gemara. It's our Sheni. Zoya HaKudosh. It says that Klal Yisrael were the lowest of the low, Mem Teshari Tuma, and Shtetim Posse, there's a Posse in the Cheskel, that Eiro in the area, and Shtetim Shmois Rabba, and that Posse was said by Satan, and Beloi Maisim Toivim, Arumim, and Kol Zchuyo, so when Mamish bereft of any Zchusim, that nothing be garnished, and there's a Medish Tehillim, Al Chof Zos, the Zoyan Tuma, where it says that Klal Yisrael, when they were standing at Yamsub, the Malachim complained to the Bereshah, why are you drowning these people, and saying these people, Allah, 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 Klal Yisrael, what's going on here? I got the kasha. Were Klal Yisrael in this madriga that were deserving because of this emunah by Amin Noam? Or were they doing with their room in the Kolal Zchuyos? Which medrash do I turn to? How am I supposed to look at these yidim? You know what I think the answer is? I haven't seen this anywhere. I'm zichah, it's still true. I believe it's an emissary or so. The answer is Azoi. They had those chusim. They were at Mem Teshari Tuma. They were indistinguishable taku from the midstream, and they had one thing. They jumped into the river. They jumped into the sea. And as the Groa points out, one pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael holchu b'soch hayom b'yavosho, doshe b'yavosho b'soch hayom." The b'soch hayom b'yavosho, when the Yidden, we think that the sea split. And then everyone said, okay, now let's go. But it's impossible to say this, sorry. Uvnei Yisrael bo, v'soich hayon by Abosh, and went into the sea. And then it came by Abosh. Yes, Nachshon and Aminod have led the way, but Klal Yisrael followed. And that's why for them it was a choyma, mitavom, as far as the gun, it was a protection. But for everyone else, it was chema. The word choyma spelled without above. Mind you, in Polish it would be the same. Chema makes it was fury. Why? Because they waited first if Shibay Abosh and then Mesoy Chayon. But for Klal Yisrael, when they entered the Yamsuf, they jumped into the river. We have no schosim. We don't deserve anything. We've forgotten everything. We're indistinguishable from the Mitzrayim. We're Memte Shari Tuma. Ha'oda Avoda Zora Mamish. But you know what? As the Medrash says on our Pasuk, Rabbi Machoim lo Rosho, Ba'aboteach ba'Hashem Chesed Zevivenu, Afila Arosho Gomu, Ba'hisboteach ba'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem him. Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf might have been, I don't call them Rishoyim, but the Medrash calls them Oved Avodah Zorah. They had nothing going for them, but they leapt into the river. That leap, literal leap of faith, that is what got them out of it. And if that was true, Bimei Tzias Mitzrayim, Kimei Tzias Chumei Tzayim, Arenu Neflois, and as Nusach Tzvad particularly saying, Hein Yigaleinu, Yoshein Yigaleinu, Shein is Achris Gereshis, The Lasa Lov is the same thing. That the way that we will be zoicha to a Geula, the way that we will be zoicha to a Yeshua, is if we believe it's going to happen. Even if we don't have schusim. But if we are habitech b'Hashem, then chesed is sovevenu. And it needs to be chesed. It needs to be chesed. We need to be redeemed through chesed. The Alpidin, who knows? I'll just finish. Shetli Yalkut and Eichel. Dorishim mitzapil amalchusoi miyat heim negolim. Moshiach will come to a generation that is mitzape legeula. Not that they are zoicha, not that they are tzadikim, not that they are kedoshim, not that they are loim deshas. Dorishim mitzape amalchusoi. We need to have at least what the Yidden had, al svas hayom. Chkloib is the Eivishter who will split the sea for me. As it says in the Pasuk, the Kuzar requests the Pasuk, atzit sokum trachim tzioin, if you want it, if we believe it, if we connect with it, that's all that's required. That's all that's required. We state in Medeshoi Chatoi from the Pasuk, the Pasuk continues, Kivinu loy v'yoshienu. It's like the Medesh, Kivishu, Kivinu, Achein yoshienu. Because we believed it, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. Again, it's not because necessarily we have the schusim, we have the right for Yeshua, but medaftos gloimen, and that's why we said yesterday in Kedusha, in koimcho malkeinu sofia, bring the end of the golos. Simuch aleinu mehera. Why? Based on what? What are you coming with? Velchasot mitzvahs, velchasot lernen. What's hoster? The answer is none of it. Ki mechakim anachnu loch. Dosi dos. We belt me gloimen, we belt me hoten, because we want it, because we need it. Because we believe it's going to happen, that we're no worse than those people who are bo b'soy chayom b'ayavosho, and we're reminded of the medrash of Eterach b'Hashem Chesed Yisrael. Even if he has no schosim, even if he's a rosh gomu, it doesn't matter, because the Yeshua comes to those people that are metzapim the Yeshua, because we know that they're just like the invader, the trespasser in the palace of the king. Vervista, what are you doing here? I'm the son of the king. You're the son of the king. Don't look like the son of the king. The plenty that can be said. I'm not chasshom. The mouth from cloud is short. It's amazing dough. Torah, gevalding, everything. But the goal still goes on, and Mashiach is still not here. Could be that what Ronshem is waiting for is one last push. Are you willing to jump into the sea? Are you willing to put your emunah and your bitochen where your davening is, where you say it is? Are you willing to really commit to the fact that the Eibishter is the only one who can get us out of this mess? That you understand, if we do, then with that last push of emunah, last push of bitochen, that we believe that the Eibishter is an Abba Rachamon and all he wants, like the melech in the palace, is for us to be safe, for us to be redeemed, with that emunah alone, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zoicha to Geula Shleima Mehera.